So there was a kind of a lot of hullabaloo whenever Purdue Polytechnic was in the works, and then when it opened up. And I think, you know, maybe people who are not directly involved with it or directly have, you know, direct knowledge of it may not know all about it. So for that purpose, can you kind of give us a synopsis of how Purdue Polytechnic got started and what it is?
Sure. So Purdue Polytechnic High School got started back in 2015, 2016, when President Daniels asked questions about what Purdue's student body makeup was. And the resulting information that came from the Commission for Higher Ed showed that there was a very, very low number of students, of low-income students or students of color, that were qualified to get into Purdue. And so rather than just point the finger at the K-12 system, he asked people to think about what if Purdue did a high school. And so that really is the mission and the purpose of Purdue Polytechnic High School, is to do something different that offers opportunities to students who might not otherwise be qualified to get into Purdue. And that's been the journey we've been on for the last 5 years.
Are students who go through Purdue Polytechnic obligated to Purdue?
No, so they're not obligated to go to Purdue. It obviously offers a great opportunity. Students who meet certain criteria can get direct admission into Purdue, which means they kind of go to the top of the line when you're trying to get into Purdue. And if you're nationwide, there, you know, Purdue gets tens of thousands of applications for, you know, a relatively lower number of spots. And so our students kind of take those spots off the top. But they're not obligated. We had students that went to, you know, other universities, students that got, you know, industry certifications, went right into the workforce. But it does offer them a great connection to Purdue, that if they want to go there, they've got an inside track.
What is different about the Purdue Polytechnic as far as, you know, what is it that makes it so accommodating to those requirements?
So our basic thesis when we started the high school was that if we were going to try and get different outcomes for, again, students of color or low-income students, we had to fundamentally change what the high school experience looked like. And so rather than going, you know, six periods a day and going from math to science to English to social studies, we started everything with the concept that students were going to work on hands-on projects that involved the community, that involved businesses, that involved community organizations, and students were going to work on real problems, not things out of a textbook. And in the course of doing that, we're able then to infuse in all of the academic requirements they need, right? So they still take math, science, social studies, and English, but they do it in a way that's almost all contextual to the problems that they're working on.
Now, how many students go to Purdue Polytechnic right now?
So statewide, we're right at, or just under 900 students now, and that with the three schools that we have, the two in Indianapolis and one in South Bend, that number will go over 1,000 next year and probably get up into the 1,200 or 1,300 as they fully build out their grade levels.
Now, you mentioned this is primarily for low-income students. Are there income qualifications?
No, it's an open enrollment. Anybody can come. And what's interesting is we, at all three of our campuses, we have a very, very diverse student body in every aspect, right? So we're roughly two-thirds Black and Latino students, but then we're a third white. We have 60 to 70% low income, but that means there's also students who are not low income. So the really interesting thing about that is that students work on projects. By nature, they're working on projects with people who either look different than they come or come from a different socioeconomic background. And that makes the solution so much stronger when you've got that diversity of experience in a project.
I'm going to ask you to be specific and maybe describe one of those projects, because I think people, when they're thinking about projects, they're thinking science projects, they're thinking robotics. But you mentioned this goes into more academic areas like English. What would one of those projects look like?
Oh, goodness. Like, you know, an English project that we just finished, I think, in the last project cycle was they basically said, look, we want you to write about your experiences. And so they were able, students, it was a, so it's English, it's writing, right? And so the teacher is critiquing the writing and helping them get better at it. But the students, rather than being handed an assignment of what to do, basically got to write about their own experiences. And they were able then to bring that together into a book. And so they, you know, they called it, I think, the People of PPHS. But on the other hand, we have projects that are involved some industry partners. And so, for example, Eli Lilly is one of our partners, and their challenge to the students is, how do you extend a healthy human life cycle worldwide, right? So a great big overarching challenge. So our students then start taking their approach to that, say, well, what problems lead to differences in the human life cycle? And they're able then to define a problem, create solutions, prototype solutions, and then eventually they'll pitch it to people from Lilly and say, well, this is our idea. How would this work? And then get feedback, not from necessarily their teachers, but get feedback from people who work in that industry. So the projects are, they span every academic subject. They span, you know, from very, very large to very, very small. And it's just fascinating to see the ideas and the solutions they come up with.
It sounds like projects of this nature would require instructors who have a lot of vision, very talented instructors.
No, absolutely. Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, our instructors have to have, first of all, be well-versed in our content, right? So we need really good English teachers, science teachers, and so forth. But they also have to be willing to look out beyond their content and say, how does this apply into the real world? And how can I help a student use this content knowledge that I have to solve a problem? And that makes the teacher and student relationship very, very different. So we love teachers who just see the world in a different way.
So is there anything that I haven't asked about Purdue Polytechnic that you think it's important for people to know about?
I think the question has always been, when you do something different, is, well, is it working? And we had our first graduating class last year. We had 113 graduates. Of those graduates, 48 of them got accepted into Purdue, which is an extremely high number. And the majority of those were Black and Latino students. And then we had 37 of those that actually wound up on campus. So they're up on campus this year. And so from the Purdue perspective, they're very happy because they saw more Black and Latino students coming from Center Township than they had gotten in a very long time. And so that's a big win. And we want to just build on that as we get bigger and we start to scale and expand more. We want to build on that and create an even bigger pipeline.
I was reading about your recent appointment to the Indiana State Board of Education. What is your role as far as that goes?
Yeah, so I'm, of course, deeply honored to be appointed to the State Board of Ed. That's something that I think, to have that kind of, essentially that seat at the table and be able to talk about education policy here in the state is an incredible opportunity. And I think my role on there is to really push the idea. We've talked about education reform for a long time here in Indiana, and most people focus on education reform on what type of school, right? Is it a charter school? Is it a district school? Is it a private school that does vouchers? I'm much more interested in education reform at the classroom level. Like, what's actually happening to every single student in the state in the classrooms that they attend on a daily basis? And I think that's where the ability to be at that board and talk about those issues, and including, how do we measure accountability, and how do we push the bar for all Hoosier students? I'm just, again, very excited to join that board.